Hello, I'm Bill Pollack from the Missouri Net with this week's Press Box Podcast, a conversation with David Yost, the new offensive coordinator from the Missouri Tigers. We talked about last week's scrimmage and how things are coming along for him in his new role and how he's helping Mizzou's new quarterbacks. Here it is. Enjoy.
Was this your first opportunity to kind of call the plays from a coaching standpoint and just kind of how that went today?
Well, I think it went good, but we got to do it all in the spring. We did it in every scrimmage this way, and the only difference today, we wore the headphones, which was kind of a different setup for us, and that was I think it helped everybody communicate, and communication is such a vital part of our offense, but a lot of what we do is kind of in organization of getting to the next play as fast as we can, and the pre kind of doing the week game plan and gets you on so you know what play you want to go to next, and you have to adjust sometimes in those things, but for the most part, we kind of have an idea. When we run this play, the next play we want to run is this, and the next play is this, and if we get the third down, this is what we're going to.
So that's pretty much, you guys are up and running with that 20 days before kick, right?
Oh, yeah. We were working on it all last year in the spring when we came back from recruiting. We worked on recruiting. We worked on that to get ourselves in plan of what we want to do to attack. We focused in on Illinois for a while. Now we're kind of focused in on ours getting better and working against our defense, but also we know what we're planning for.
Talk about the quarterbacks today and just their play and what you saw.
I think we competed for the most part pretty good. I think I'm kind of a stickler on that. We want to compete every play to try to win every play, and I think we did that a lot. Blaine did some really good things, took too many negative plays and sacks, and he just got everybody that's listening is he has to understand not every play is there to be made. There's times when they stop us. There's times when they make a play. The defensive guys are on scholarship. The defensive coaches get paid too. They have a plan. So when that happens, what you got to do is you got to kind of pull back, take it, get to the next play, and we'll get them on the next one. So don't try to do too much when it's not there, and it's a fine line. And then, Jimmy Costello did some good things, but we can do better. He can play better. Blaine Dalton is improving, but we're pushing him. And we want to get him up there as fast as we can. Ashton Glazer is making some good strides, but it's a nonstop deal where you either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same, and we're constantly pushing those guys to see what they can do at a high level.
Who right now is your number two quarterback?
Jimmy Costello is our number two quarterback, and we'll evaluate everything from this scrimmage. We'll evaluate everything from the first 11 practices, and we'll go from there. And it'll be and Coach Pringle makes the final decision on those things. But he's done a good job, and he wants to be competing for that one job. I mean, that's what we want him to be doing. It's not just saying, well, I want to keep these other guys away from taking my job. It's compete with the guy ahead of you. Don't compete with the guys behind you. It's kind of how we want to look at things.
I might be wrong with this assessment. He looks like more of a in-the-pocket type of quarterback, where Dalton is more of a guy who can kind of think and kind of move a little more craftier. Is that correct? That's the first question.
Jimmy is he's not as athletic as Blaine Dalton. There's no question. I mean, he understands that. But within our offense, we can definitely do things that kind of use his strengths, just like we would do with what Dalton does well, to use his strengths. And we try to do that within the game plan. So, but also we're going to ask them to do things that maybe aren't their strengths yet, but we want them to improve at, because otherwise they're never going to improve if all we did was let Blaine Dalton run around and make plays, which he does a nice job of. Well, we want him to be able to throw on time, hit people on time, throw in our quick game, throw our double move stuff that way, not just all drop back and make a play. And Jimmy Costello is really good at kind of understand the timing and everything. So what we're asking him to do is be better, constantly pressing him on the drop back game, so he's able to slide within the pocket when he needs to and find guys and make plays that way.
So you don't change your game plan or your play calling too much depending on who's back there, or do you to fit their strengths?
Oh, we do to a point, but we're also, this is still practice time, and what we're doing is trying to get them better. Now when we get into a game, it's going to be whatever the starting quarterback does well. What we ran on offense last year was because of what Chase Daniel did well. What we did when Brad Smith played was because of what Brad did well. We're not going to stuff him into a square peg into a round circle and say that's what we do. It's not a cookie cutter offense. We kind of do what our guys do well, and their skill set kind of best gives them a chance to. But we're trying to get them better at everything we do on offense, and also pushing them that way so we know where they're at and how far they can go.
All right, one more question. I know that the centers, the younger guys, had some trouble getting the ball back to the quarterback. I know you're looking at the quarterback to kind of evaluate what he does given the situation, whether it's a good snap, bad snap. But how much does that throw off the timing of the play and maybe getting further, like once he gets rid of the ball, in terms of the pass routes and things like that when the ball doesn't get back to him?
Oh, it definitely throws the timing off on the play, and it kind of gives the quarterback a chance to react to an adverse situation. And there's going to be, we talk about it all the time, there's going to be negative plays. There are going to be critical error type plays out there that, guess what, you can make it into a zero. And you make it into a zero, that's part of being a good quarterback. Getting a bad snap and throwing it away so it's second and tens That's good quarterbacking. Dropping a snap in a second and 18, that's not. So, I mean, we're responsible for those things, and we're going to get the ball, and it's good to evaluate them in those tough situations because it's going to happen. It gives them a game-like situation to react to, and that's probably the biggest thing for a young guy to learn is in high school when those snaps happen, a lot of times the coach was kind of like just yelling at the center, and they go back and run the play. Well, we're making everybody react like it's game-like and scramble, and sometimes you might find a way to make a play. I mean, you've seen it. Tony Romo made one. There was a bad snap, picked it up, ran around, and got a 15-yard gain. Now, we're not always looking for those things. First thing is making it into a zero, and then the ball bounces right and you pick it up and you got a chance, make it into a plus play, that's bonus. So it gives us a chance to evaluate the quarterbacks. It's not really evaluating the offense as well or some of the other positions, but it does give us a chance to evaluate the quarterback's reaction and making sure he's playing the position the way we want him to.